Another thing cancelled over the last few days was the Alexandra Blossom Festival because, well, there's just too much lockdown going on around the country at the moment for it to go ahead. It would have been the festival's 65th birthday next week, set to be the biggest yet it was. Thousands of people were planning to flock towards the floral fanfare from all over central Otago and probably beyond. And to make things worse, the blossoms are said to be fuller and more wonderful than they've ever been. But maybe, just maybe, not all is lost, because Martin McPherson has $7,500 worth of fireworks. He's one of the organisers of the event. He has been for a long time now. He's got all these fireworks to get rid of. And here to help him, well, we thought we'd get in touch. Martin's on the line now. Kia ora, Martin. Welcome to Late Edition.
Kia ora, Brian. Yes, I've got a container load of fireworks.
Well, that sounds a bit risky, actually, Martin.
Well, if you don't use them, they just, they go off, don't they? So they've really got to be set fire to, so to speak.
But they go off as in they don't work anymore rather than blowing up.
Well, they do, they do. They give dampness and water and things like that tend to degrade them, so it's the best thing to do is to set them all up and push all the right buttons and fire them skyward, first chance we get.
How much would $7,500 worth of fireworks bought in terms of fireworks action over time?
10 to 12 minutes of really big, noisy, you're talking 5 and 6 inch mortars, those big starbursts which sort of explode above your head and then bits and pieces fly out all over. The guys who do my fireworks for me, the pyrotechnics, do a very good display. And it's in a very unique position now. It's over some waste ground called Linger and Die, where people are literally standing right underneath it, so they're being fired over your head. And last year on the Friday night of Blossom Festival, we had probably an estimated audience between 5,000 and 7,000 people watching them.
That's Alexandra, the entire population of the town's worth of people there, isn't it?
Plus all the aunties and uncles and cousins who've come and taken up the spare room and all filled up the cribs and packed out the motels and sitting in the camping ground. Yes, it's.
If someone is to use these fireworks before their use by date, how much time have they got?
It's a question I haven't asked, but I would say that the professionals who I contract to do this job tell me that probably 3 to 4 months, otherwise they're just not going to be able to be used. So let's use them and let's have some fun. And we will celebrate Blossom's 65th birthday some way.
Have you had anyone contact you saying, yeah, I could do with some fireworks, I've got an idea for a fireworks display?
No, I'm not prepared to share these. I'm selfishly hanging on to them.
Really? So your plan is to hold on to them. You're not wanting to get rid of them. You want to hang on to them until you find the right moment.
Yes, exactly. I think we've got a golden opportunity, so to speak, to actually have a little private party for ourselves here in Alex. For all the volunteers who make Blossom Festival happen, the locals who are really disappointed that it's not going to go ahead next weekend. All the people who have helped build floats and things like that are not going to see them going down the main street. And I think we'll bake a really big birthday cake and invite them all to come along to Centennial Park on maybe around November the 6th, which is sort of like a close to Guy Fawkes Day. And
yeah, there you go.
And we could light up the skies and yes.
Finally, yes. Martin, obviously by then the blossoms will have faded, they'll have blown off the trees, they'll be replaced by budding fruit by then, maybe, just the first beginning of fruit. How's the blossom looking at the moment? I said it's looking great. I wasn't overstating the case there, was I?
No, it's actually, I went for a wee drive this afternoon, it's looking spectacular. We'll have a frost tonight, and tomorrow morning we'll get up and you'll hear the fans going in the background, but the orchards around the area and then all the prunuses down the main street, and I'm just staring, if I look into my backyard, I've got a 60-year-old golden queen peach and sitting next to a Doris plum, and one's all white and one's all pink, and they look absolutely stunning.
Martin, I'm so sorry you couldn't have your Blossom Festival, but at least you got the Blossom better than most parts of the country.
We've had a beautiful day today, and we'll have a beautiful day tomorrow, and look, it's onwards and upwards.
Thanks for your time, Martin.
Thanks, Bob. Cheers,
That's
mate.